Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our show. Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
With
La Crush Hearts.
Everybody knows me.
Of Faux Fantasy Radio. This is what we call the Dreamers Round Table. I'm teaming up with a special guest of Dreamers to discuss the Dreamers' mission, the good, the bad, and the ugly of living your dream. And as y'all know from the beginning, we quit slacking and make it happen. That's the mission. For myself, personal mission for myself, for Faux Fantasy Radio, and I've surrounded myself with like-minded individuals who are also on that mission to live their dreams, to take it to the next level, and I'm just so excited and happy and thankful for finding such a wonderful support network of entrepreneurs who understand the frustration, who understands the triumphs, who's there to support me when I did something good, who's there to tell me when I'm leading to the wrong path. And you know what, folks? It makes a world of a difference once you have a support system. Once you have somebody behind you telling you, go ahead, you can do it, take that chance, open your mind, open your heart, and stay focused. You know, and then for the last couple of months since we brought back Faux Fantasy Radio, it has been a wonderful roller coaster because I'm seeing the progress now. I'm not just focused on what happened, but I'm focusing on what's going to happen, what has happened, that's good and bad, and I'm reflecting on everything. So I decided that it would be best for me to share my growth and my experience with my listeners. What better way to do that with the Dreamers Round Table? So I got a few panelists here. I'm going to unmute them. They're going to introduce themselves, tell us where they're coming from and, calling from, and also where they're representing. So first, I got the 704. I know who that is. What's your name, where you're calling from, and where you at?
It's Charlotte, North Carolina. This is Catherine. How are you, Crush?
Yay!
Woohoo!
I see some other people over there, too. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing all right. I got to get used to that name, right? I'm doing all right.
Coach Cat.
I'm getting
great.
Used to
That's
it.
Great. You can get started, Everybody's going to catch on. Start mentioning you. We're going to start hashtagging Coach Cat.
Wow. Stop it. Stop it right now.
Coach Cat.
Wow.
So, Coach Cat, Catherine, for all those that don't know who you are, please, give us a little brief bio about yourself.
Oh, gosh. It all started when I was five. Oh, brief. Okay, wait a minute. All right. Within the last 30 minutes, then. I'm someone who's passionate about people living their dream. Do what you have purpose to do. That's me in a nutshell. And I'll do whatever it takes, kicking and screaming, to get you to do that.
That is true. I also got another panelist, another dreamer out there living a good dream with a lot of spunk and a lot of woohoo. 601, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi, this is Amber, and from Alabama.
Alabama? How are you doing, Amber?
You're real country, right?
Let the people figure that out themselves.
That's great. Amber, can you give people a brief bio about yourself so they know who we're talking about and,
Yes. I am Amber, or known as Inspire Walker. That's N apostrophe S-P-I-R-E, and I am also a part of Dreams Woven. But I'm a singer and songwriter.
Singer and songwriter.
Yes.
Very creative talent. As folks that don't know, she also did our jingle that we play, and I'm always singing too for Home Fantasy Radio. This is the wonderful Inspire Walker.
Man, okay. I didn't know you were playing it.
Huh?
I didn't know you were playing it.
Yeah, I told you I was going to play it.
What?
I've been playing it at the last piece of MP3 at the end of my shows. Some of them, when I remember to play it, I play it as an outro to my show. And I'm singing along with it.
I see.
So, this is great. Okay, so we have the Dreamers Round Table. Is there? Let me fix that. It's the Dreamers Round Table, folks. And what this round table is going to consist of, myself, Catherine, and Amber, and all those entrepreneurs and movers and shakers out there who want to share their experience as far as growth, the good, the bad, the ugly. You sure can at 805-830-8320. Now, Catherine, you're the most experienced out of all of us as far as living your dream. And I know for you, well, for all of us at the beginning, it was kind of hard. But let us know how you started out and what really caused you to make that decision to start living your dream or becoming an entrepreneur.
Well, because I've always supported other people. If you give me a task to do, I'm on your team, we're going to do good because I'm going to be efficient, I'm going to be effective, and I'm going to have more than enough there. But the thing that caught my eye and my own attention was, if I can work that hard for other people and make things happen and help them look good and be successful, why am I not doing that for myself? And there was one event with one particular business I was with, and it was so much satisfaction just from seeing something I put together. I had full control. I led the whole thing, and it was pretty much my project. It was their company name, but it was my project. And from start to finish, everything just it went off. I mean, there was a couple of things that I would have rather not happen, but most of it, it was better than a paycheck. And that feeling got into me, and this happened on a Thursday night. By that Monday, I walked off my job.
Wow. That's sound like it takes courage to go and tell them, listen, that must have been I don't know if I have the guts to just say I quit.
It's not even about the guts. You get to the point that you are so tired. You've ever been so tired of something that you know what, it don't even matter no more. I'm not doing it no more. I don't care what the repercussions are. I'm not doing it anymore. And if you've ever gotten that tired of any particular thing and just stopped, that's what it felt like.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, I mean, I get that.
Crush, I'm still hearing an echo.
Okay, let me maybe that's just me. I'll fix that in a minute.
What you got, megaphone
what
over
you,
there?
Amber?
But help, yes.
You are currently living your dream as a singer, songwriter, but what got you to that point to just, you know, are you even at that point now where you just totally focus on your dream?
Not totally. I am still building myself up, trying to get the guts, like Catherine. I don't know if you can say half and half. I don't even like that terminology, but really, right now, I'm to the point where I'm to that breaking point where I need to decide, okay, I just need to go on and leap, you know, all the way into my dreams because I am, I feel fine now, but I'm usually so drained and tired after I get off work because I also teach, and it is so, I'm so drained once I get home and then just come home and say, okay, now I need to sit at the computer, work on jingles or whatever the case may be. It's like I'm just trying to pull everything that I have to come home and do that. But I'm getting there. So just for me, at least to start, that has been a big thing because I've made great progress. So now I'm going to take that leap.
Are you still there? I lost the last part. What did you say?
Yeah. I said I'm close to taking that leap. So I'm giving myself I'm actually on a time limit, so I'm trying to give myself to the end of May so I can go for it.
Okay, so, you know, Catherine, you're all the way there. Some of us are almost there. And I know for me, I'm just starting out again. I mean, I've been doing this for eons, it feels like. But now I'm just starting to rebuild. I guess that's the process I'm really in. I'm trying to retrain my psyche to follow my dream as to being, you know, a one-man bandstand. You know, I'm doing a little bit of everything. I want to start doing this. I want to start doing that. So I'm a little on the fence like you, Amber, as far as living my dream, as far as putting the work out there. I'm still trying to figure out what it is that I exactly want to do. But I am, I'm not going to say I'm comfortable, but I'm enjoying the journey thus far. You know, it's making me think about different scenarios, how to handle different situations. I'm learning more about, you know, business, marketing, all different types of aspects of what it is that I'm currently doing now. And I've seen the progress. For those that don't know, I got Soul Fantasy Radio, and then I also got the KKB Network, which is Crush Creations Blog Network, where I started offering my services as far as like graphic design and a little bit of web design. I'm not fancy, but you know, I can get the work done, and I'm social manager as well, media manager for all your social networks. So I'm offering those services as well, and I'm trying to blend those two together with Phone Fantasy Radio as well as the services I provide. So that's where I'm at right now. And like I said, this time last year I was quadrupled the numbers, but I'm satisfied with where I'm at right now. I'm happy for where I'm at right now because I'm doing this solo. I don't have four people helping me out. I just have to learn how to depend and fend for myself right now. And that's, you know, I know everybody has that decision to make. I want to do this. I want to be my own boss. You know, and everybody has that decision is when do you finally say, listen, I'm done. I'm going to go ahead and follow my dream. And that's the hardest part about it. You know, what's my mission? This is what I'm going to do. How do I go about doing that? The research. And if it's something you love, then you're going to do it. At the end of the day, you're going to make time. You're going to make the effort to take that step forward. So, excuse me, Amber, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here. I wanted to make a comment.
Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, I'm wondering why in the world will I not go on and take the leap and just go full force into my dreams, because I believe I can make it happen. And, well, I know the main thing is because of security, like, I know I'm going to get a paycheck every week from my job. So it's like right now I'm dealing with that and the stress versus just going on, you know, full time into my dreams and being completely happy. So I'm just, like I said, building the guts within me just, you know, just to go full force.
But yeah, that's a good comment to make. Catherine, what's your response to that? Because I know, you know, once you went in there and said, listen, I'm done, and you was frustrated and you sat down, you thought about it, how did you cover that security blanket that you needed?
I was crying. I said, God, what have I done? So it's not easy. It's not easy because you think, it took me about 2 weeks because that's how long it took me not to get that next paycheck. And then you didn't get a full paycheck because I think I may have taken some days off or something, so instead of them paying me for that time, I was no longer an employee, something. And then the letter came that I was not eligible for rehire. So I was like, oh, I've done it now. This is it. And you don't tell anybody that, you know, you don't have any money saved up and you didn't have a plan. And you don't tell people that stuff because those are the people you're going to need to borrow money from. So you don't tell them that. You make them believe that you had this great plan and something just wiped out all your savings, which was your last paycheck. So how did I get secure with that? When I got through crying, I looked around my house and said, where do I have real estate? I'm a mother of three. My older two kids were out of the house, so it was just me and my son in a three-bedroom house. Did I want a roommate? I did not want a roommate. But did I need a roommate? Yes. I had a room that was not being used, and I could rent that room out. And I did that. It took me about a year to do that, though, and so that means I cried for a while. Because you try to figure out what it is I really want to do. I think I want to write. I discovered radio. I thought I was going to actually be an author. That's where my voice was, always in the pen, in a journal. I have several journals and incomplete manuscripts. So, yeah, that's why I knew I was going to do that. No, that's not even the route I took. Someone introduced me to Blog Talk Radio, and I had to discover, how do you make money doing this? What is this? How often should I do it? Learning to research. I stumbled a bunch because no one was there that I knew of to teach me. So once I came to grips with, okay, I'm going to live my dream. I don't have the security of a paycheck. Sometimes I don't have everything that I need. Sometimes, a lot of times, I don't have the things that I want. I was satisfied with the struggle because when I look back at jobs, whether it was being frustrated on the job or not making enough money on the job or the manager not caring that I'm a mother of three and I need time off without being penalized, they don't care about that. You get penalized. You get points. You got one kid or 10 kids, you get points, and they're going to write you up, and they're going to sit you down in front of them, and they're going to talk to you like you're stupid. Catherine, we have a policy here. You have to show up. And it doesn't matter if your kid broke their arm and is now wearing it on top of their head. They don't care that you have to be a mother. They don't care that those are your life problems. Work them out. And I no longer wanted that frustration of not being able to go to my children when I wanted to. I no longer wanted the frustration of not being able to go to school programs because my kids needed me there just to look up and see that I was listening to them play horribly on their instrument. They didn't get that. They had a lot of times of mommy saying, I'm sorry, or I can't make it, or who's going to pay the bills if I don't go to work. I didn't want that anymore. So if I could have done it all over again, I would have started living my dream sooner. My last son, who's now 13, gets the opportunity of leaving home in the morning, and I'm here and coming home, and I'm not a housewife, okay? I get to work from home. And he told me, he said, it's beautiful. He said, I love it. And I said, what is it? He said, I see you when I leave in the morning, and I see you when I come home. Now, that's powerful. My middle son said years ago, he says, his teacher needed him to sign something. And have your mom sign this. And he said, well, it doesn't matter if you send that or not. My mom won't see it. She's never home. That hurts. So there's years and years and years and years and years that I've had things said or done that just were not fulfilling. So if I'm going to struggle, let it be something that I created. If I can't show up, it's my fault I can't show up, not because somebody else told me I couldn't go. I didn't want it to have to come to a point where I had to tell my boss I have a family emergency, and it didn't matter what they said, and it doesn't matter if I have a job when I come back. I'm going to see my family and take care of them and walk off of job. So the security isn't there because you don't know day-to-day what it's going to be. And if you plateau in your business, again, you're inventing something else to go on top of that. Well, this course worked. Now I got to do something more. You're constantly creating. So if we're looking for the safe spot to say I'm living my dream and the way I know I'm living my dream is because everything is peaceful and calm, no way, Jose. And for those people who are doing one thing on their job and they say, oh, any fool can run this business, well, don't be the fool because you're doing one part of the company. Somebody has a handbook somewhere, and they have many parts of that organization that run that. And that would be some advice I would give people. But to answer your question, there is no peace. There is no peace unless you're doing what you love. And the only peace you have is knowing that I have control of this, not peace that there's a regular paycheck, because you're living from project to project, no longer paycheck to paycheck. So if you guys have any idea, if you're writing jingles or creating somebody's web design or doing somebody's social media, you know that may last a very short amount of time, and your concern is someone else going to buy? Is someone else going to buy? I love what I'm doing, but is someone else going to buy? You see? So if you guys are waiting for a sign that says now is the time to jump off and go and live your dream, it's not coming.
Right. There's nothing.
there's no playbook to this game that we call life. And I totally agree with you. If you just tuned in, welcome to the show. This is the Dreamers Roundtable. And I have Coach Kat, also known as Catherine Waddell, from This Needs to Be Said and the Dreams Woven Network. And we also have Amber Inspire Walker, singer-songwriter, both who are living their dreams, entrepreneurs out there making it happen. They're part of a support system. They're part of my life, my journey as far as Soul Fantasy Radio and everything that La Crush Hearts is currently doing right now. They're people I call on when I need assistance and insight, and I need another set of brain to help me figure things out. That's part of the Dreams Woven Support Network. It's a support system. It's a brainstorming system. It's a coaching system. We may not be in your field. We may not be doing the same thing that you're doing, but we are out here trying to live our dream. We all have a mission. We all have set goals, and we're just learning from each other. What I might know, you may be able to use. What you know, I may be able to use, and so forth and so forth. So why not get with somebody that has the same potential as you do? That's all I'm saying. I used to hear that in school a lot. You're not working to your full potential. And I never knew what that meant. What does that mean, teacher? I don't know what that means. I used to get frustrated and mad at them because they wait to the end of the school year when you have to get your report card to tell your mom. Not working to your full potential. What does that mean? I'm not working to my full potential. I didn't understand what that means. Now I understand it full-fledged, but it took me about 20 years to get that. Did you hear that, Catherine, in school? Catherine?
Emma? No, I was an overachiever.
Oh, okay.
Really?
What about you, Amber, since you're still in school? Do you tell your teachers that? I mean, do you tell your students that?
Well, you don't need to hear what I tell my students now. But no, it's a different story at the school I'm at. So I try to motivate them. And well, actually, they're motivated by me to know that I am working on my dreams as well. A lot of them look up to that and they need it.
Right.
And to speak of full potential, I'm so glad to be connected with you because you are saving me time, energy, and now you're going to be saving me money from doing this website for me. I wish I would have connected with you sooner. So thank you for that.
No problem. I'm glad to help. Sometimes it's so good to be needed, folks. No. Inspire Walker here. She's a singer-songwriter. She's creating her website, and I asked her for a few quotes, and she gave me a quote: "I strive to be a better me, so that I may inspire you to be a better you." And I think that is just a cool quote, and I just wanted to share that with everybody because that's her motto. So, and I think we all. I'm lying because I know I'm not nobody's role model. I don't think I am. I don't try to be anybody's role model, but I've had a few people, you know, come to me and say, "Oh, thanks, you know, you inspired me," or, you know, "I appreciate this," or, you know what I'm saying? And I know I'm like, well, how do you respond to that? And I know, Catherine, you didn't help so many people thus far as far as starting out with their dream, continuing their dream, finding different aspects of their dream. How do you stay humble in the process?
Oh, nobody tells me that I inspire them, I guess. I don't know. You don't believe your own hype. I think when I go out to network and I introduce myself, I do so consistently. Hi, I'm Catherine Waddell. I'm the owner of ThisNeedsToBeSaid.com, or I'm the talk show host. I may say I'm talk show host as opposed to the owner of ThisNeedsToBeSaid.com. And, you know, when somebody says, "Oh, girl, I know who you are," the next person you introduce yourself, you want to say, "Don't you know me?" And they said, "Don't nobody know who you are." So that's when I realized, you better just keep it real simple because you'll get your feelings hurt. So I think that helps me stay humble.
Yeah, that you know, that happened to me too with Soul Fantasy Radio. I was like, nobody listens to my show. And, you know, when I used to go to my little outings and stuff like that, people used to actually come to me, "Oh, I listen to your show all the time." No, they lie. But, you know, you lie. You don't listen to my show. Because then he asks you, when do it come on?
Well, maybe they're listening to the archive, so they don't know when it comes on live.
Maybe that's really it.
I'm trying to help them. I don't know.
Tell us about your radio show. Okay. When do they come on? I thought you said you listen all the time.
I thought you listened all the time.
Just lying to me.
What happened?
Quite on my emotions.
You're funny. Yeah, but staying humble is just not believing the hype.
Right.
You get all excited about it, and you may have a super show, a super product, or just a super moment with that show or that product, and we want to live that forever. We want it to always be a grand opening, and people are rushing through the door. We want it to always be good.
Yeah.
And what happens is it's just that one time or, you know, a couple of times, and we want to relive it. You know, you know how guys like to talk about, you remember that time back in the day I played football and that pass I caught, they talk about that one pass. Yeah. So it's like, okay, what about the other times when you were on the bench? What about that? So don't believe the hype. Just, you know, just enjoy what you're doing, and other people will enjoy you enjoying what you're doing because it blesses them.
I asked this question. It is a message to my man. I asked this question because after I started back my show, this show right here, folks, Phone Fantasy Radio, after I started back in February, I think around the end of March or the beginning of March or the middle of March, somewhere in that land, I had like a breakdown. I was like, oh, my God, nobody's listening to my show. Nobody's tuning in. Nobody's doing this. Nobody's doing that. I don't even think they know I'm on the air. And I was just like, hey, nobody, how do I get my numbers up? Bah, bah, bah. And I was feeling real, I guess, overwhelmed because, like I said, last year this time when I started my show, I had over 12,000 listens. And then you go and you look and you only see 500. Wait, hold up. How did that work? And I forgot that, you know, I don't have a team like I did last time. I had three other co-hosts, you know, four co-hosts that was giving me ideas, putting the show together, helping me do this, helping me do that. But no, you know, my whole team just dwindled down to just me, you know, and it was like, am I not doing a good job? Are people not tuning in? And that wasn't the case at all. First of all, I was going for a long time. And people in my network were telling me this. Gosh, what are you doing? Wait, you just started. You know, why are you rushing things? And I didn't realize that that's what I was doing. I was rushing myself. But the people that I was, the shows that I was putting out, they were good quality because the people that was coming on was giving me great feedback. And I didn't want to say, like, yeah, I know, you know, I'm professional. I do this and I do that. You know, I had to take that in stride because I'm like, just because one person thinks it's good, the next person might not think it's good. But then I had to stop and I had to think, how do you know that you're living your dreams? You know, I had all these goals set, these missions set. I was doing all this preparation. But then I had to realize, am I living it now? You know, just because only 500 people heard my show in the month of March, am I living it now? Am I doing this now? Am I, you know.
I'm just speaking in general.
Like, how did you know that, you know, you're doing what you know, that you're living your dream, that you're a dreamer, that you have missions,
how you
have goals? Like,
were you frustrated because you knew it could be better?
I was frustrated because I was expecting it to be better. Like, I was gone for such a long time that I was expecting everything just to come back the way it was. I didn't take it
well,
count.
Not,
you know,
that's
me
not
personally.
A sign that you're living your dream. Now, when you are concerned that you're not putting out quality and you always want to top what you did last time and this could be done better, if you're looking at ways to tweak it, and I think you were. Minus the team, I do see that you learned that there was a consideration of your team not being there and it's gone from four to one. So that's a lesson that you learn. However, when you're looking at why is this not better as opposed to why aren't people tuning in, because if you got 10 people tuned in and you're giving those 10 people your best show, then that's fine. You know, so if your mind is thinking, I can make this better, I can make this better. And I know when you're working on websites, and you almost gave me a heart attack the other day, you was like, you need to work on a website. I said, Clash, what's this? I just got a compliment on what you're talking about. You know, so always tweaking to make something better, flow smoother. When you're thinking like that, then you know you're living your dream. Sometimes we can overthink a thing, but the fact that you're thinking about how do I make this consistently good, how do I make this a consistent system, that's when you, that's one clue that you're on the right track.
Mm-hmm. I'm always trying to improve. I'm not trying to outdo myself, but I am trying to find, I don't want to say a pattern, but I want to try to find a process that works for me and what mm-hmm. I'm doing. Because that's, you know, at the end of the day, I want to become an expert at what I do. You know, we all start out as novice. You know, we all start now, like, you know, like you said, there's many aspects to living your dream. Yes, you have an idea. Yes, you know how to do this, but do you know how to market what you do? Do you know how, you know, there's always so many different uh-huh. aspects that you have to uh-huh. have to take into consideration when you, you know, jump off the, and make that leap into wanting to be an entrepreneur and live that dream. Amber, you're quiet over there. What do you think?
I was about to say, just because you're living your dream doesn't mean everything is going to go perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to stay with it and stick it out. And like Catherine said, just continue to figure out ways to make it better and make it work. So it's all about growth, continuous growth, because it doesn't matter when you make it to that point, even say financially or whatever your top goal may be, once you get to that point, you're going to, your mentality is going to change, and you're going to want to go higher than that goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that is basically the key point that we were trying to make here, folks. If you just tuned into the show, I'm being silly, folks. If you just tuned into the show, this is the Dreamers Round Table, where we're talking about the good, the bad, and the in-between of living your dream. You came up with a game plan, you sat down, you are a pro at what you do, or you think you are, and you're trying to take it to the next step. You're like, I'm quit slacking, I'm going to make it happen, and now you've done that. You've started the game plan. You found a way to get your service out there, your product out there, your knowledge out there, and you're sharing it with the people. And, you know, we're just talking about that journey you take or the journey that you're on now to live your dream. 805-830-8320. You can call that number. Press 1. We'll let you on. Shout out to Nathan Jenkins. He's been to the show a few weeks ago. He was on a Fantasy Limelight with Joe Estrada. Shout out to both of them. I know they're listening somewhere, somehow. And I really do appreciate their listenership, if I get a word. But anyway, we're going to make it happen. We're going to take a quick break, and then we come back. We're going to talk more to Coach Cat and Inspire Walker. You tune into Phone Fantasy Radio. I'll be right back, folks.
Many businesses fail before they are started, from the lack of resources or something as simple as not having a plan. We at Dreams Woven Support Network are here to guide you and help you sharpen your vision as you move forward in business. The time is now for you to create the life you want and to leave a legacy that your family can be proud of. To discover just how $8.97 a month will be the best investment you make for your business, we invite you to listen to a free call at www.dreamswovensupportnetwork.org.
But where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart.
Welcome back, folks, to the Dreamers Round Table. I'm your hostess, LaCrush Hearts. I have Catherine Wardell from ThisNeedsToBeSaid.com. We have Inspire Walker, singer, songwriter, two awesome folks out there living their dream, taking it to the fullest, and creator and supporter of the Dreams Woven Support Network. So, you know, we're at the round table. We're talking about living our dreams, the journey thus far, quit slacking and making it happen, and we're trying to grow together. So that's what we're doing. If you want to join the conversation, by all means, press that 1 at 805-830-8320. So, Catherine, Amber, thus far, I've been learning about goals and such. Amber, since you're living your dream, what's the most important thing that you've learned as far as being a dreamer? The most important thing. What's your number one golden rule for you?
You just have to want it. The most important. Look, I might have to hand it over to Catherine to answer first.
I cannot believe you don't have an answer. Oh, you whack. The most important. Ask me the question again, please, LaCrush. My goodness.
Okay. Whack. Now you're out here. You're living your dream. You've been through the struggle. What's the most important thing you've learned as an entrepreneur, dreamer? What's the most important thing or the most important rule for you?
Well, my kids taught me this. They told me that I did not give them permission to live their dream because I was not doing it already. I told them to do what they would love, what they would put their feet on the floor to do in the morning, but I was going to someone's job. And they said, well, she's telling us to do something that she's not doing, and they didn't believe me. So about 5 years ago when I started, you know, living my dream, starting my own business, that's when they told me, now we believe you. So the most important thing is to give my kids permission to do those things that add value to their life.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Good job.
Amber, you thought of something yet?
Don't try to give me kudos, Amber. I know. The queen of you better be prepared didn't have an answer.
No woo-hoo for you, Amber. No woo-hoo.
Yeah, no woo-hoo for you.
You're a woo-hoo restriction.
Woo-hoo restriction, wow. I like that.
Yeah.
Everybody on Sunday is going to have their lips closed.
We just going to hold our fingers to our lips. No woo-hoo for you. You know in school when they make you put your fingers to your lips?
Yeah. You got to pinch them. Just pinch them.
Two fingers up.
Like what I'm saying. But to me, is you just have to. To me, you have to want it bad enough because you can get started, started on the journey of living your dreams. But then something can happen. You know, with financial frustration or anything with your body, you're just tired. It seems like you don't have the support of family and friends or whoever. You know, if you don't want it bad enough, and it'll make you depressed or just want to put it down and say forget it. So along with living your dreams so that you can give your loved ones the space to live theirs, but you just, of course, you have to want it bad enough so that you can keep going. And I'm glad Catherine said that because one thing that helps keep me motivated is because I know my niece, she watches everything I do. You know how they have the saying, or how different parents will tell their children, do as I say and not what I do. But of course, kids watch what you do. But even with her, she's not my child, but she watches everything that I do. So, and I look forward to the day. Like, I used to go visit her at school, but I'm not able to do that because I'm always working. She doesn't want to hear, oh, I got to go to work, when she calls me about an event that she has at school.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, that's my thing. In the golden mind, so that by August of next year, you know, I won't be telling her, hey, Auntie has to go to work.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, so what you got your game plan together, and I think for me, the most important thing that I've learned or that I live by, it always has been information. I remember when I first started Soul Fantasy Radio, and MySpace was the network to go to, you know, as far as social media is concerned. It wasn't Facebook, it was MySpace. And with that, what MySpace did for me was it helped me to learn HTML as far as design is concerned. And that one instant, like, I used to do everybody's page on MySpace. You come to me, I'm putting images up there, I'm redesigning it, I'm making backgrounds for you, I'm doing all that, and that's on everything that I've done for Phone Fantasy Radio and thus far. Like, I had to learn how to make my own flyers. I had to learn how to do the web design. And it actually helped me when it came to doing Phone Fantasy Radio because I had to have a website. I always thought that I wanted .com. And so in 2007, like a year later, I was building a website. It wasn't fancy. It wasn't this. It wasn't that. I learned how to do the cuts and the pasting and the codes and the image codes and all this other stuff. And I think that's what you have to, you know, as far as Catherine mentioned earlier, is there's so many different aspects to a business. And that was my thing. If I don't know it, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to Google it. I'm going to research it. I'm going to read about it. I'm going to look it up. And so information has always been my thing as far as living my dream. And even when somebody tells me about their dream, I'm giving them a whole business plan just in a 50-minute conversation with them. Like, crush, I'm not even that far into the game. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, get a website, market this, do that. You know, I'm not covering the whole aspect, but I'm at least telling you this is what you need to do, this is how you should do it. And you can take it or leave it, but hey, I think that's the most important thing I've learned thus far. And it's helped me, so, and I'm helping other people with it, so that's always awesome.
And that's when you're passionate about it, when nobody has to ask you and you're volunteering, and they're like, whoa, wait a minute, hold on, hold up.
Yeah, that's really what it was. And I was kind of like, now that, like I said, I've hooked up with the support network, I talk to you and we're brainstorming and, you know, everything that we're doing, it's just like, oh, okay. You know, it's like turning on a light in my head because I tell everybody else how to do something and I wasn't listening to my own advice.
Well, I want to ask the interviewer a question. Going back to before getting support, what was life like for you before getting with Dreams Woven Support Network? What was that like for you?
I was going to everybody that would listen. It was real frustrating and hard because I feel like once I have a goal or an idea, I can't sleep until it's complete. Until I'm satisfied, I will not sleep. My eyes will have bags under them, and my head will be hurting because I'm frustrated. I'm building up a frustration on how do I plan this out? You know, how do I get this, you know, to be what I needed to be or where I needed to be? And that was my frustration before the support network, before the brainstorming and such, before I don't even think I even thought about it as coaching, as, you know, and
neither
the support
did I.
Network.
Neither did I. I didn't think of it as coaching either.
Right. I didn't think of it as coaching, a support network. I would call my friend, hey, girl, what you doing? I need your help. I'm doing X, Y, Z. So the same stuff that I'm doing with y'all, I would call random people to do it. And, you know, nobody want to hear Crush get off my phone. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Leave me alone. Crush, oh, boy. You know. And I'm trying to convince them, but listen, in the long run, this will help you.
Right,
you know,
right.
And that's what it was. It was like always trying to find somebody who wanted to listen, you know, let alone who would try to help me with it, but somebody that would just try, oh, boy, you're doing too much, leave me alone. And that's where the frustration builds up because I feel like, well, I guess I got to do it by myself. And like I said, once I get an idea in my head, I got to run with it until I get something out there. But one thing about me is if I put anything out there, I don't want it to be half done. I'm like a perfectionist to that extent. And me and my homegirl was talking about that today, being a perfectionist. I'm not just going to put anything out there. I will not have a show if it don't have an intro. That's what I was telling people. And I think that's why all the people that was on my team that left me, because I wouldn't let them put anything out there. No, that's not complete. We're not putting that out there. No, we're not doing that show. No, and it was just too much to handle. And I think that's where I'm learning. That's what I'm learning now. You
correct,
know, and
correct.
Huh?
I was about to say, with me, like, I'm that perfectionist type too, but it was hurting me in a way because it stopped me from putting anything out there at first.
Right.
Like,
right.
Because I was like, oh, I don't have the right technology. It's not going to be the perfect color, the perfect look. And so I wouldn't put anything out there. So, especially since being in a group, Catherine had to tell me, hey, Amber, you need to put something out there. Like, you have to offer your best with where you are. And so, like, that's the main, that's one of the things James Roland has done for me by at least me being happy with giving with where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can agree with that. I'm still a perfectionist, though. But at least I'm able to put something out there to let y'all know, listen, things are still going smoothly. I'm still around. I'm still working. I'm still this. You know, and that shows people that support you and that follow you and that, you know, looks you up or Google you. They're like, okay, she's still active. Okay, she's posting something today. Like, I had a fan page forever, but now, you know, I'm posting on my fan page, I'm sharing my fan page, and I'm, you know, I see my numbers going up, I see the progress coming too, you know, and that's the thing I'm trying to learn for myself. It's just put something out there. It don't have to be 100% perfect, but I ain't going to put no slouch out there either, so. What about you, Catherine? You're like the coach of all this. You have, you know, 30-some-odd people that's always hitting you up. I know, you know, that's what you love to do and stuff like that, but as far as you doing your own business and being the creator and support and the backbone of Dream Woven, how are you balancing that? How are you doing this?
Oh, well, the coach needs a coach, and it's never, you know, you always need someone that's got your back. So I'm constantly doing things like this week's assignment was about feng shui. So I'm rearranging and decluttering and selling stuff and discovering that there's money in the house. And not necessarily that I'm going to start another business, but there's money all around us and there's resources and somebody can use this stuff. So finding balance and rearranging your living and workspace and listening to my business coach, Fabian Fredrickson, and people that I collaborate with, other entrepreneurs that are not within the group, as well as having you guys there, because I think you learn a lot when you're teaching. And you guys have taught me a whole lot because we're coming from different areas, different points of view, and that's the beauty of brainstorming. And we're coming from different levels. People that are brand new to this have, you know, eyes that, you know, things I wouldn't even thought of, you know, to do with Dreams Woven. So to balance it all is definitely making sure I get plenty of rest. And you guys don't think I sleep, but I do. And I get 8 hours of sleep. I eat well. I spend time with my friends and my loved ones. And I watch Lifetime. Lifetime is what keeps balancing your life. You have to.
That keeps a smile in your life.
it keeps you balanced. You ask me, what do I do for balance? Lifetime. Hey, you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed.
Show.
I'm telling you.
That's too much depression. And the fact that that's real life. Lifetime, really? I'm caught up. I prefer anime, cartoons. I'm watching anime online. You know, that's my thing. But Lifetime, of all channels, Lifetime.
Man, Lifetime brings people together.
Lifetime, oh boy.
Yeah, me and Angel B can watch Lifetime in two cities together. We're on Facebook.
Geez.
Angel, what's on TV? And she can, in two cities, we can do this. Lifetime brings people together.
Oh,
building girls bring people together. Lifetime is depressing.
Lifetime is 24/7. Golden Girls will let you down. They only come on once in a while. See, y'all looking at short-term relationships. Me and Lifetime been together 14 years. Do you understand?
I don't know, man. My TV get dusty.
Lifetime
will
make
turn
you
it on.
Church, I'm telling you. It'll do it.
Lifetime is depressing. I don't know how y'all doing it. Them reality movies. That's too much reality for me.
Somebody cut up, you already know what to do. You even got to think about it. It's not quite premeditated if somebody else had the idea, right?
Right.
lifetime of trying to keep balance. But you, but keep in laughter, keep it light, because you're always creating, you're always thinking of things, and keep a notepad and pen close by in your car, in your purse, wherever you are. Keep a pen and paper on you, because your mind, like Crush said, is always going to be rushing and racing. And if you don't write it down, you're going to think you need to do it now.
Yep.
I'll write it down. I'll get back to it later.
Nope, not me. I do it now. That's why I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
You have bags
advice,
on the
though.
Eyes and everything.
Nope, I've taken your advice for the last for the last 3 weeks. I've actually been going to bed before 1 o'clock and getting a full night's rest.
See, that sounds like a
my doctor
would
be so proud of me. My doctor would be so proud of me once I tell him, listen, I'm actually going to sleep, but can't keep my eyes open. I'm following through, and I think that's what I'm doing now. And I wish Andrew V was on the show right now, because she's a woman that has a game plan. She does like 50 million hats, and I just had to admire, like, how are you getting that all done? It's not light jobs either. Like, she got like 12 million things she does. And I'm like, how are you getting that all done? And she said, you just got to find your system. So that's what I'm working on, my system. That's my long-term goal. Huh?
I was agreeing with you. I said,
Yep. And so, folks, the Dreamers Roundtable, it's been fun. We didn't get too much. We shared our experience, and we put a lot of information out there. I hope y'all enjoyed it. I hope y'all want to share y'all experience, and I hope I get to do this again. I don't know if this is going to be a monthly show. I got some more brainstorming to do, but I'm glad Catherine was able to come and Amber was able to come. I really do appreciate y'all for supporting the Dreamers Roundtable.
Always.
And I hope this becomes, a little monthly thing that we do. For those that quit slacking and make it happen, you can always hit me up on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. Go to phonefantasyradio.com. That's my home base. And you can connect to everything. We're on iTunes. You can download the show. We got a mobile app. Oh, we got so much going on here, folks. What about you, Catherine? How can I get in touch with you?
One stop. This needs to be said.com.
Nice. What about you, Inspire Walker?
I'm going to mock Catherine. One stop. InspireWalker.com.
Copycat. You know what? I got my hand raised. I want her not only to be on Woohoo restriction, but I want her to get an F on this test. Teacher, she copied my paper twice, and nobody said anything.
They should check it out by Sunday night or Monday morning. InspireWalker.com. That's InspireWalker.com.
Nice. And folks, that's my golden rule as far as business. Get you a home base. .com, .net, .org, something. Get you a home base, because there's too many /// going on out there. And, this is a way to keep your followers, your fans, your clients updated. And, this is a great way for people to contact you and learn more about what you're offering. It's to get a home base. So, domain names, website design, all that good stuff. Hey, y'all can contact me. I'll help you out. Was that a shameless plug? Yes, it was. Thank you to Nate. I see you there, Nate. Even though you're trying to be quiet, I do see you there. I got to shout him out. I see another 704. 4857, I see you also trying to be quiet, but shout out to both of y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all so much to Joe. He said he wish he could call, but shout out to Joe. He's out there. GetBuzzyEducation.com.
Right.
And GetBuzzyEducation.com. Nate is Printer Income. Y'all need to go check that out. And thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Dreamers Roundtable. Here we go. I'll be back again Monday. I have two guests coming in on Monday's show at 9 o'clock p.m. So you definitely want to follow me and get more information about that. Two musicians coming to the show on Musically Inclined. Then Tuesday I'm back at 9 o'clock for our great topic, Do men fake orgasms? Oh, jeez. I didn't come up with that one. Erotic author, La Drama Princess, came with that one. She'll be my special co-host for that. And that's how it's going to be, a Faux Fantasy Radio next week. So right now I'm going to play my outro from Inspire Walker. And, yeah, I'm going to play your outro so you can finally hear it. And I'll hit you up about that later because I need to update it. All right, folks. Thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all have a great, 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 awesome weekend. Say good night, everybody.
Night, guys.
Good night,
everybody.
Faux Fantasy Radio. Shorty hot, and it's cold, so. Lucas Hart is a holy fan. Super fluffy, flirty man. From entertainment to enlightenment, this show you don't want to miss. Honey, freak of fantasy, limelight. Musically and conscious, crushing out the dog. FantasyRadio.com 805-830-8320. Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11 Eastern.